and happy Saturday to you and to yours. Good morning. I am Terry Bass. Glad to be with you for another edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. And I'm glad to have alongside Libby Rowig, Manager of Communications with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, glad to have you here. Got some great information to share, as always. And he's back again. He's back. Bert Walling, Marketing and Energy Consultant. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good, man. Can't complain. Why complain?
You invited me back.
Hey, that means you're doing just fine.
Okay,
you're
good.
Back. Yes, you are. And you're going to talk about some great things. We're going to dive right into what is called the Ecobee. And did I say it? It sounded like I didn't say that right. Ecobee or Ecobee?
I've heard it many ways.
Okay.
Ecobee, Ecobee.
I think it's Ecobee.
That's what I would go with.
Libby, what do you say?
Ecobee? Yeah, I like Ecobee.
Okay. Yeah, Ecobee.
And this is just one of our many, many energy services programs that we have. Bert and his friends have all kinds of ways to help save our members money.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Once again, that's one of the reasons that the Berkeley Electric Cooperative is one of the greatest companies that I can think of, because you become a member. You're not a customer. You're a member. And you're a member owner, and if you do a good job in partnership with the company that you're in partnership with or a member of, you can save money. You can get a rebate check. That's what I'm talking about. That's good stuff right there. That can make the end of the year really. Is it at the end of the year, or is it?
Our capital credits are distributed when certain measures are met.
Right.
But we do have rebates available throughout the year.
Okay.
That's what's tied to the Ecobee program.
Ah.
Earn up to $300 in rebates.
$300 in rebates, Ecobee thermostat program. So let's dive right in. You can earn up to $300 in rebates when you buy and install, because you know what? No need to buy it and sit it on the table. Buy and install an Ecobee 4 with Alexa or Terry. In your home. It's a voice, the Alexa voice.
And you don't have to have the voice. If you can, a lot of people are kind of like, well, I don't need that. I don't want nobody listening into our conversation. So just want to make sure, you know, put that out there, that you do not have to initiate that. So the whole reasoning behind the smart thermostat is it's like a smartphone. It's basically tied to the internet. So first things first is you got to have that Wi-Fi in your home. So if you don't have that, we're not able to provide that with to the member.
But that's such a necessity in the days and times that we live in.
It is.
You know, everyone, I mean, okay, Libby, you have Wi-Fi?
I do.
Yep, check. Yep. Bert?
I do.
Terry? Yep, got Wi-Fi up and downstairs. It's like it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So
gotta
it's
have
a must.
You got to have it. And a booster, too. And you know, I have one.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, man. It just makes life faster, makes things easier. And like you said, the with the Ecobee 4 with Alexa, you don't have to activate.
That is correct. Alexa. A lot of people are kind of just want to make sure everybody knows. That kind of sometimes scares people. I like it. It adds to my day. I like it. So, but some people are like, I don't know if I want that to be in my home. So, but you do not have to initiate that.
Okay.
So that's something out the box. It doesn't come with it. So you just have to.
Well, I'm a friendly voice, so maybe I need to. I'm going to give. Who should I submit my demo to?
Probably
Amazon?
Apple, I guess.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
He's probably listening somewhere.
Terry's. But you know what? It should be. Why? I mean, nothing against Alexa, but why can't you in markets have voices that are familiar in markets?
Yeah.
And then so in Charleston, Terry could be one of the voices. And,
most definitely.
You know, so we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to work on that. But
stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
That's another show.
There you go. That's right. But you know what? And I'm going to stray for just a second. I'll come right back. I am on, because I am a voice for hire, I am on like different office, like doctor's offices. Hey, welcome to so-and-so, so-and-so. Have a good day. You know, I do some of that. You know, I'm in different cities as well. So I need to do more. But matter of fact, give me a call right now. That's right. But I would. It's fun to do that, you know. So big shout out to Alexa and the Ecobee 4 with Alexa. Now, Bert, why is it called a smart thermostat? Huh? Why is the Ecobee 4 called a smart thermostat? Did you just make this up, sir?
I wish I did, but it's smart because it's able to connect to the internet.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of times I tell people, I wish I could change my thermostat when I go on vacation or when I come back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, as you see, the radio can't see me, but hold up your phone. Everybody has their phone with them at all times.
At all times.
Now you have your thermostat with you at all times.
Ah.
So that's why it's smart, because it's connected to the internet.
Okay.
And you have an app on your phone. It could go Android or Apple, iOS. Okay. And you're able to, you know, change your thermostat from anywhere in the world as long as you have internet connection on either pieces.
Okay. And so, and once again, the Ecobee 4 allows you this. We'll call it a luxury now, but really it will become almost a necessity.
Yeah.
It's a feature that makes your life easier.
Well, I tell you, Berkeley has done a really good job of getting ahead of this. I've always wanted one, but I didn't want to spend the $300 for something that I really don't need. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, we're able to give that thermostat to you with some more incentive. And I tell everybody, once they pick it up, you don't have to pay for it up front. We're going to charge you the $150, but we're going to give you $150 credit. So that's right off the bat. It costs zero for you as long as you connect it. I know you said that at first. That's key. You have to connect it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to see it. We can see it.
Right.
You know, and as long as you are connected, you'll see a $150 credit, $150 charge, which would be a wash on your power bill. And what we'll do for the next 3 years is we're going to give you $50 in each April.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Okay. So that's where the $150 and the $150. Right. So that's where you see $300.
Well, I like that. That $150 wash. I like that.
Yes.
Pull that out of my
free.
Bill.
It's free. And Terry, yes. You know what's so funny is everybody says, well, why is it free? And what I tell everybody is the reason why is we're trying to conserve our peak demand. Okay. So as many people we can get on these, what we'll do is we'll control when there's certain times of the month, 3, 4, 5 times a month. What we'll do is we'll adjust your thermostat 2 degrees. And what it'll do is it'll go from 2 degrees up to 4 degrees.
Okay.
So, and we're conserving on hot days and cold mornings.
Okay. And then ultimately, it goes back to the mission of being as efficient as possible as a company. So therefore, Libby just talked about like that, what'd you call it? Not a rebate. You call it something at the end of the year.
Oh, the capital credit.
Capital credit. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want credit?
Yeah, that everything is affected by that. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. So that capital credit is definitely something that you can, it can affect your daily living.
Yeah.
If you can get, I mean, it's money. It's money or it's credit that it turns into money, if you will.
Yeah, and those few times a month that we need to lower your thermostat to help decrease peak demand, that's money you're saving too. If your system's not running and not drawing on the total grid,
mm-hmm.
you're saving dollars every time we adjust a few degrees.
Right. And then it taps or ties back into that collective effort of the company.
Yeah.
Because you're a power company, but your ultimate goal, even though it sounds almost like it's oxymoronic, it's like, hey, we're a power company, but our goal is to use as little power as necessary.
Yeah, we're a not-for-profit company.
Right.
So the less power our members use, the less power we have to buy, and everybody's happier.
And everybody, and then there's money left on the table, which is a good thing. So once again, we're live talking. We're live via tape, as they say, with Libby Rowig and Bert Walling. The manager of communications is Libby. Marketing and energy consultant is Bert. And we're talking about the Ecobee 4 with Alexa. You can have it in your home. And it's a smart thermostat giving you the opportunity to control your energy outputs and save money. And as my great notes say, you can adjust your home's temperature anywhere, anytime from your smartphone. If your smartphone's smart, then your Ecobee 4 is just as smart.
That's great.
Yeah. And it's pretty, too. It's got Alexa.
So when the kids are out of school, you know, during the summer, and they start messing with that air conditioning, you just pull out your phone and you put it right back to where you want it. So
voila!
You can save money.
Right back. Okay.
Yep.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good program. And yeah. Also, you know, just by giving the opportunity to change it through a phone, it provides much more. You know, you're able to see monthly, daily, weekly reporting. It can also show you if there's something wrong with your heat and air. Okay. So it's really a good tool. It's not just something to have, you know, available for adjustment. Is that you can also set it on schedules. You can set it on in vacation mode.
Right.
So it's really good. I mean, I really believe you'll see in the next years, this is where the technology will be.
Right. And I'm glad you said that, because a few minutes ago we talked about things that become, okay, they go from a luxury to a necessity, or from a want to a need. But like you said, this will become, right now we may be on the front end of this curve, this technology, but in the years to come, it'll be something that we're like, man, how could we do without it, you know?
And but, I agree, yes.
Yeah, and certainly, who wants to save money? Raise your hand, children, everybody wants to save money. And this is an opportunity to help you do that. Let's talk a little bit about, you can even use this Ecobee 4 with Alexa. I made her sister.
Yeah.
Alexa. No. Yes, her twin. Alexa. You can view monthly energy reports that show usage. You can compare usage month to month or year to year, and all that's available through the Ecobee 4.
Yes. So once you sign up for the Ecobee, you'll have a secure login. And once you go into your login after 30 days of true usage, you're able to start tracking that. And that's not through our Smart Hub app. Make sure you get that. Sometimes somebody says, well, you do that now. Smart Hub is a Berkeley Electric product.
Okay.
And that's what you're going to be able to see, your electric usage. Mm-hmm. But now you're able to see what your air conditioner is using, when it asks for more of a demand.
Okay.
And now you can kind of pair that up. And I've found in the past where we've seen some issues that actually came from the heat and air that would throw flags, and it would actually send you alerts, emails, and shows you actually on your thermostat now that, hey Terry, your unit is something wrong. You might want to call somebody.
Right.
So just adding that benefit can save, I've seen $30 a day worth of electric usage that could save that. So, like I said, it's not just a nice-looking thermostat that's smart.
Okay.
Now you're able to see, you got more eyes on your system.
All
and
right.
As I'm not sure if everybody knows this, but your heat and air unit is probably the biggest on your system, as in your electric, so your power bill. So,
I remember correctly, Libby, on one of our former shows, we talked about that being representing half?
Yes, 53%.
Over half of your energy usage is in HVAC. Wow.
So if you had somebody that's constantly watching that, helping you make sure that there's no issues down line, I mean, that's a money saver there.
Oh, no question. That is absolutely once again, going from a want to it will become a need, because you'll want that.
Oh, definitely.
You know, so man, I want the Ecobee 4 to, and as we were saying, it's not to be confused with Smart Hub, but it actually digs even deeper, or it can dig and drill in even deeper than Smart Hub, and they work together.
They do.
But they are separate.
Smart Hub is, you know, the app that Berkeley Electric offers.
Right.
That is going to give you what your total electric usage is versus daily, hourly, monthly.
Mm-hmm.
What this does, this drills down strictly to that 53%. So what it's going to do is it's going to say, okay, your heat and air is running at a higher rate. And a lot of times that's a red flag that you want to say, okay, we might need to call somebody.
Right.
And normally that's what I see when they call me, and all members are welcome to call me about it. But What if you had that extra tool in your tool bag that you knew that you could see that? So it's just, you know, it's really a good tool.
Well, it is. I mean, no question about it. The EcoBee 4 with Alexa is available in your home right now. And speaking of homes, Libby, I got to ask you, because we've talked about this before. I already know the answer, but I just want to let you make me upset. Thermostats and settings and temperatures. Libby, you're gonna tell me something I don't want to hear, but you've got to tell me, because as we know, living in our part of the country, we can almost have at least a part of the year, we can have all four seasons in 1 week. We can have a little bit of winter, a little bit of spring, a little bit of summer, a little bit of fall within a week or two. Now, once the floodgates of summer come in, they're in. Mm-hmm. So we might have different shades of heat. That may be a way to say it. But that still speaks to thermostat control, because the hotter it gets, you know, what do you want in your house? The cooler relative to the mm-hmm. – and there's almost like a tug of war going on.
Yeah.
So settings are going to help you maintain some money in your wallet.
Yeah.
I.e. what you do, not what I do, because I have mine flipped in reverse. But what are the settings? What temperature should you be set, summer versus winter? Here we go.
Yeah. quick story.
Uh-huh.
So I'm staying with my sister in the transition of moving my family down here, because, you know, I just started working with Berkeley Electric
right.
a few months ago. So mm-hmm. we're looking for a house. And so my sister graciously has opened her home. And
okay.
I noticed she had her thermostat set on 71.
Okay.
So I am gradually increasing her thermostat setting to 78 when it's hot outside. So in the summer, looking at 78.
Okay.
In the winter, we're looking at 68. So you guys don't tell my sister that I'm messing with her thermostat.
She won't know.
I'm trying to save her money, because anything.
So you're like on a stealth mission.
Yeah. It's, what, $10 a degree outside of that?
That's true.
Okay.
So I'm trying to save her money.
You are.
She's a Berkeley Electric member.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You'll be actually pretty pleased. You know what I set my thermostat on in the summer? I just realized it.
68?
No. I do better than that.
Okay.
I keep it on 77.
Oh,
that's my
almost there.
That's my number. Yeah. My wife, and I notice, it's funny you say that, when I go up, I can go upstairs, and I'm like, you know what? Doggone it, it's on 76. It's because it's a little cooler. And I'm like, you know, I have two reasons. I guess both of them relate to money. Like, I feel like if I stress my system, it's going to break. It's getting up in age.
Yeah.
So I don't like to set it below 77.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I go up to 78, but I'm like, eh. So 77 is my number, but that's only one temperature.
Yeah.
One
not bad.
Yeah.
You're just wasting $10.
That's right.
But, you know, ceiling fans are great. They create a little bit of a wind chill. They're not cooling the temperature, but they are circulating the air, and it's making it feel cooler to you.
Okay.
So, use a small fan or a ceiling fan.
I never heard wind chill in the house.
Yeah.
You just look at air. Leave it to Libby.
That's right.
She gave us wind chill factor inside. But like you said, 78 is your summer setting.
Yeah.
And then 68, your winter setting.
Yeah, throw on a sweater.
Now, I don't even want to talk about the winter setting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, get a cat, put it on your lap. That helps warm you up as well.
Or like I said, blankets, gloves, hats, coats.
Wet pants.
North Face, you know, like jackets.
Yeah, puffy jacket.
Yeah, inside the house. But you know what? Ultimately, and I know Libby knows best as a Berkeley Electric communications manager, it's really to help you save money, because ultimately 53% of your energy costs are going into heating and cooling. So it is important.
Yeah. And the less money you got to spend on your power bill, the more money you can spend on things you want to spend it on.
And the good thing about living in this region, there are many days of the year where we don't have to run our unit at all. So that's a blessing too, because, you know, we can leave it off, mm-hmm. and off doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. So once again, we're talking with Bert Walling, our marketing and energy consultant, Libby Rowig with Berkeley. She's the big cheese, actually, manager of communications. But thank you you do put a lot of work into these programs so we can inform our member owners of all that's available to them, because a lot of times you knew better because you knew better.
Yeah.
So we're giving them no better information so that they can do better.
Yeah.
And EcoB4 with Alexa is one of those things that help you do better. And once again, there's money attached to it. Earn up to $300 in rebates when you buy this and install this. Remember, important to install, right, Bert?
We like for it to be installed. We don't want it to sit on the shelf.
Now, is that a hard thing to do?
It's not, and I'm glad you brought that up. Berkeley does not install them.
Okay.
But we have two avenues. One avenue is just basically do it yourself. I would say I've got about 280, 300 of them out there right now. We've had a short stint, so it's only been a couple months, about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say at 85%, everybody's put them in themselves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's not bad. EcoBee has a wonderful, and I mean a wonderful, tech support that is very good. You can chat, call, email, and I tell everybody, call them. They can help you, because it's usually only about 6 to 7 wires. And as long as you label them right and you put the wires back in the right place,
mm-hmm.
it's very simple. So you don't have to have an electrician to come in. But if you do not feel comfortable, and I understand that, we do have contractors could help you. And they do a really good deal on that too. So we can also just give you that option. But like I said, I think you could do it. It's not that bad.
Well, if you said about 85%
I do.
Are doing
that's correct.
It, that's
correct.
That's right. That means I can do it.
That means you could do it.
Yep, I could get it done.
I've done it. It's not bad.
Okay. All right. I got you. We have talked about the rebate and how that program works. We've talked about how you can do that. You can certainly go to the berkeleyelectric.coop or COOP to find out more information.
Smart thermostat.
And how do you buy the actual thermostat? Do you go to a separate vendor, or you go directly through Berkeley Electric?
That's a great question. So all the thermostats are in our office right there in Goose Creek.
Okay.
Even though we have different areas, I will send them to the other offices to be picked up. So Terry calls today and says he wants to get one. Normally what I do is I email, text you. I send you an email of the application, fill it out online, sends me an email, and then I will send it to you the next day at, say, our Allendale office or, you know, depending on Johns Island, you know, whichever office it is, we normally get that to you that next day.
Okay.
So you could just pick it up.
Wow. And another great example of a company that's big enough to be big, but small enough to be personal. And that's a great example right there.
And I am the only one that's going to be able to help you. So it's not like you're going to get down a long, you know, somebody else. So just call me. Please feel free to call me. Just because I'm in Goose Creek, I'm still the one that you would like to, you know, talk.
Okay.
I'd be happy to help you. So I like to make sure that, you know, I start with it and I end with it. So you don't have to talk to
Bert.
Five different people.
Bert does a lot better than the DMV, is what he's saying.
Yeah, we're all about membership.
All right, I got you. Well, man, time flies when we're having fun. We've got a few minutes left, but want to make sure that we cover all this great ground. And let's talk a little bit in our last few minutes about other ways we can help members save money on their electric bill, because we've talked about the EcoB4, and we have talked about Smart Hub not being the same as EcoB4. They sort of work in concert, if you will, with one another. But what are some of the other ways that we can And you're an energy consultant, so I would think maybe energy advisors is a way that we can continue to save. And Libby, you going to help out here?
Yeah. Okay. Bert is not a one-trick pony. I mean, he can help you save some money. He's one of our energy advisors who monitors our accounts for big spikes in usage. We can come out to your home and take a look at how energy efficient your home is and suggest some ways, big ways and small. You know, it may be just sealing up some windows, or it may be replacing an outdated system, maybe an Ecobee thermostat. Mm-hmm. But we have a whole host of options that that we can help you save money throughout the year on your energy bill. We also have a couple of we have a time of day rate option where right now it's the same rate per kilowatt hour all day. That's mm-hmm. what most people are on. But, you know, say you're retired and it really doesn't matter when you do your laundry or run the dishwasher, a time of day rate may be a good option for you because the rate changes throughout the day and it's higher during peak usage times. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to, again, help kind of reduce that peak. And so if you choose to run your dishwasher or dry your clothes in the dryer outside of those peak times, it's going to cost you less money.
Okay.
So if that's something you think you might be interested in, you can go to our website, berkeleyelectric.coop.
And
there's a calculator that you can actually see if it will help you or not.
Okay.
So everybody's different, but we definitely have that as an option.
And that's an excellent option. Once again, you can allow technology to help you because if you can run, what's the problem? And I do it now in my home. My wife sets up our dishwasher to run in the evening or while you're asleep and overnight, you could have your washing machine wash clothes, you know, set it. I would think 4 a.m. is off peak, maybe.
It is.
Okay. So you wash a load of clothes at 4:30. And then when you get up at 6, maybe still off peak, you could put them in the dryer.
Yeah, you're getting close.
But I'm saying you can dictate, once you know the information, how to navigate and save money.
Yeah.
That's correct.
If you think about it logically, if half of your annual energy costs are from your HVAC, mm-hmm. when you think of when the temperatures are most extreme, that aligns with our peak usage time. So it's coldest in the morning. Mm-hmm. So during the winter time, that's when our peak usage is going to be. And then the summertime in that afternoon time is when it's going to be hottest.
So But if you adjust, and I would think some people probably, it almost becomes fun to figure out how to beat the system, if you will, and save money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. You know, I'm talking about Libby.
Oh yeah, and that's
Libby could have fun. I'm just like, yeah, I saved $100 this week because I did this and that.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay,
yeah.
That's right.
Kids, you're gonna enjoy this cold bathtub shower. It's just like going to the water park. Okay,
exactly. It's all about saving money.
Throw some floaties in the bathtub. Yeah.
But it is how you know it's what you make it. But the opportunity to make it is what's important. The Ecobee 4, Smart Hub, all of the different supports that you guys offer, once again, just makes the Berkeley Electric experience par excellent. Yes, I said that with like par excellent. I made a new word. But it's excellent. It's great. You know, so, you know, you guys keep doing what you're doing because it really is ultimately designed to help member owners keep money in their pocket. And that's really the bottom line.
Just spend it on things they want to spend it on.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, man, we're at the end of another show, and this has been fun as always. Bert, once again, thank you, Bert Walling, for being with us. Libby, great as always. And once again, any information, they can always reach out to you on the web.
Yep.
You like to talk to them personally, so they can call
you. I do.
You.
I like to talk to you personally because I can kind of go over. There's a lot of things you can see on the internet, but a lot of people like to talk about it.
And you're a friendly guy. Give them the number as we close out. What's the phone number?
843-553-5555. 5020. And that's 843-553-5020. And if you do go online, you'll see my email and all that on there too. So please call us. Love to help you.
Absolutely.
Great program.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot once again. This is Terry Bass, and we are wrapping up and closing out another edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk.